Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Michel de Montaigne, one of the world's most influential writers during the time of the French Renaissance, he said, "The value of life lies not in the days or the length of days, but in the use we make of them. A man may live long, yet live very little." Our guest today has found that sweet spot in life where she experiences deep fulfillment, extracting, as it were, the savory marrow out of life, which comes with relational depth, success at work, joy in the blessing of life. She attributes it, as you'll soon hear, as coming from a very deep relationship with a person who has changed her life. John C. Maxwell noted, "When you make a commitment, you create hope. When you keep a commitment, you create trust." Such is the character of our guest, a woman who brings hope, a woman you can trust. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, why we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We really make no bones about it. We're pretty direct in that we want to bring you closer and closer to Christ, that you might know how much he loves you, whatever it is you're facing, whatever it is you're going through, whatever challenge you might be encountering at this very moment. Sometimes in life, we experience such great despair. We feel like our backs are against the wall. We don't know what to do. But it's in this very moment, if you're there, we want you to know that you can put your trust. We want to encourage you to put your trust in Christ, who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins, shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and he rose again. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. Wanda Takita is the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency in Waikiki. Prior to this, she was the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency Irvine for 10 years and the sales manager at Hyatt Westlake for 5 years. She travels worldwide and moves with ease in different cultures, especially amongst the frenetic pace of city life. Wanda is the mother of 2 adult children who are in college, and she was the caregiver to her mom. She's an active member of New Hope Metro. Wanda, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm very humbled and honored to be speaking with you today.
Indeed, indeed. We are blessed that you're with us. Wanda, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Honolulu and grew up in Manoa, Danny.
What was it like, okay? What was it like growing up in Manoa?
Typical Japanese-American family. You know, my father was a disciplinarian and my mom was a nurturer. I was the eldest, so I had a lot of responsibilities.
Wanda, where did you go to school?
I went to school here in Roosevelt and then University of Hawaii.
Well, what was it like at Roosevelt?
I wasn't a believer at that time, so I really walked in the world. In retrospect, looking back, I know my life would have been very different, but, you know, I'm just so thankful where I am today.
Now, what kind of things did you learn there at Roosevelt that you felt, God kind of gave you a foundation for what you were going to experience later on in life?
I think my upbringing, you know, with the Japanese-American parents doing, you know, having good work ethic, doing a good job, doing your best really helped me. And it really coincided really with a lot of, you know, the things that are in the Bible. So I had a good foundation, but the difference was I did it on my own as opposed to really trusting in the Lord.
Well, in the midst of that, and the lessons that you were going to learn later in life, which you've learned, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my father. He had a good head on his shoulder. He wasn't, he didn't have a degree, but he was a lifelong learner, and I think I picked that up from him.
What was it? You know, your lifelong learner, what kind of things did you pick up specifically from your dad's example?
He was always interested in politics and reading. Toward the end of his life, you know, he had diabetes and he wasn't able to see clearly, but he would listen to NPR and just, he was a self-educator.
Well, what about siblings? Did you have siblings?
I do. I have two brothers.
So now, okay, here's a local girl. She grows up in Roosevelt, grows up in Manoa. Goes to Roosevelt, and now you're the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency, huge hotel chain with many different, I think, different kinds of hotels. I mean, it seems like there's such a great expansion that has taken place. But how did you get into the hotel business?
It was really, Danny, by God's design, and I didn't know him at that time. After college, I applied for a random summer job at the hotel, and really, it's been an amazing journey ever since.
I need more details. Can you take us there? How did it happen?
It actually just fell upon me. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I think, you know, going back to my name, Wanda, which is such an old-fashioned name, Wanda means wanderer. And you know how the Bible says that you're true to your name? I guess my mom named me Wanda, and I just had this wandering spirit. Even as a young child, I probably had ADD when I was in kindergarten, but of course, you know, no one diagnosed it at that time. But I was always really curious, and, you know, my brothers remained here. I was always the one who was adventurous and wanted to try new things, getting into trouble.
You know,
but let's not elaborate on that, Dan.
I guess we could all okay, wanderer is one thing, but you're an explorer. You're exploring new possibilities. You're stretching the bounds of the current realities that you found yourself in, and you know that really speaks about. Well, it's inspirational, really, because it takes somebody like you to be an example to many like us who, you know, sometimes we look at life in a very admiring way, but we look at it through a window or, shall we say, maybe through the television screen or something else that someone else is doing, and we kind of live through them. But it gives us a little bit of inspiration that there are possibilities beyond what we are experiencing at that time. And I think, as I'm just listening, Wanda, it's like the Lord had instilled in you a certain measure of faith, you know,
yes.
to step out like the way you stepped out. Now, as you stepped out as, okay, Wanda, the wanderer, the explorer, what kind of things really grabbed hold of you, or did you grab hold of during that time, as you, you know, went to the mainland and began to grow in the way that you're prepared to do what you do today?
You know, my life was really transformed after I got to know the Lord, and that's when everything started falling into place. Prior to that, I did have favor, and I'm really thankful to the Lord for that. Sometimes I believe that if you're doing the right things, you know, good things sort of follow you. But when you're really walking in God's anointing and trusting Him, it makes a whole big difference.
Well, I know you're very passionate about the work that you do. Wanda, why? Why so passionate? Why so much vigor?
Danny, I think when we discover the gifts and talents the Lord bestows on us and we begin to operate in that anointing, somehow it all falls into place. And you know me, I love the Word. And in Colossians 3, it says, whatever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not to man. And it's been a while for me to come to this place, but that's what I try to model in everything that I do.
You know, I think it's a good reminder to me and a reminder to all who are listening to do what we do for the glory of God, to the glory of God.
Yes.
I think sometimes when we live, life becomes mundane, you know? We go in our routines, we do the things that we do, the same old rigmarole, as is often said. But I think there's so much more depth. And as you're listening today to our featured guest, Wanda Takita, who is so passionate about what she does, it really has spilled over into a career of tremendous success and tremendous trust from the corporate level to the many clients that she has, that she serves. But today, you have, as much as she has her responsibility, you have your responsibility. I have my responsibility. I think we have to ask ourselves the question, are we doing what we're doing to the glory of God? And it might even be a very simple thing. It might even be something that you and I might think, who would even notice? But God notices. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Wanda about this special relationship, the transformation of the relationship through the relationship that she's had with Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask her. I want to know, how did she become a Christ follower? When we come back from our break, you'll hear Wanda explain her side of the story from her heart. You know, everyone can have a story about an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you yourself have not had that experience yet, you've never opened your heart to Jesus, this might be that perfect time, that right moment for you. Think about it. Open up your heart. The Lord is speaking through our guest, Wanda Takita. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge, and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, you know, some people, they have a very unique view of life because they have seen life from a worldwide exposure. They've been able to see different cultures, taste different kinds of foods, meet different kinds of people, really engage in very meaningful relationships with people from different parts of the world. And the business world is its own unique culture as well. And our guest today lives in that world and really is used by the Lord to really touch the hearts of people in the business community, as well as the corporate world and in different parts of the globe. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm talking about my guest today, Wanda Takita. If you're tuning in right now, you might be saying to yourself, okay, I caught the tail end of that last segment, but how can I hear the show? I want to hear the whole thing. Well, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can access the show, a free podcast. You can access it there. But more than that, I'd say go ahead and send it to a family member or a friend. As you're listening, you might be thinking, oh, my niece needs to hear this, or my cousin, my uncle, my auntie, my friend just needs to hear Wanda's story. Go ahead and pass it on to them. You can find it at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Wanda, I talked about you traveling. What are some of the places? Where are the places that you've been?
I am so fortunate, Danny. In my teens, I remember being so fascinated with Los Angeles and Tokyo. And since then, I've been able to live in both cities. I went to Japan on a management training program after college and got to travel throughout Southeast Asia and throughout Europe. It was really a blessing.
And, you go to different cities too, right?
I do.
Now, okay, Japan. Talk to us about Japan. What is it about Japan that sort of has that enchanting effect on you?
Well, for one, you know, that's where my ancestors are from. I love the people there. I love the structure. I love how polite people are. And it's so orderly. I was so blessed. I was able to actually, this year, I was asked by the general manager of the Hyatt Regency in Tokyo to do some training. And I went there and was able to deal with some of the Japanese sales managers. And obviously, they weren't Christian, but I was able to share my faith, and they were very open. And, you know, I know God's going to use that time we had together. It was wonderful.
You talk about sharing your faith. Wanda, how did you become a Christian?
I was living in Tokyo at the time and experiencing great challenges in my marriage, Danny. I came back to Hawaii, and my best friend had invited me to church. And I tend to be analytical and pragmatic by nature, and I was very skeptical. But as I said, I'm a lifelong learner, and something piqued my interest. And of course, now I know that it was the Holy Spirit. But I didn't want her to get her hopes up and secretly began attending the 7 a.m. service, knowing that she would be at the 11. And one day, the pastor gave the altar call, and the rest was history. But I never had one of those miraculous conversions that so many talk about. And my walk with the Lord was truly a faith walk.
How would you describe what was going on inside of you during that time?
I was a seeker. I, it, you know, I hate when they say, you know, she came to the Lord because she was at a desperate point. I wish everyone could come to know the Lord before hitting rock bottom, you know, but I knew that there was a better life out there, and I didn't know what it was. My mother, however, was a Christian, but when she got married, she didn't go to church. But I remember, Danny, that she would pray all the time. She was a faithful prayer warrior, and you know, that always resonated with me, you know, that memory. So I know that she definitely had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. The seeds were planted.
Yes.
Okay, somebody today, Wanda, they're listening. They don't really know, you know, sometimes we have almost like a timeline of how, at least in my mind, sometimes I think, okay, this is where a person might be, or this is where I was at this particular time in my life, if I were to try to describe it spiritually. But maybe somebody's listening and they don't really think like that, but they're feeling a need for something, kind of like how you were saying. You knew there was more to life, and they might be going through a rough time. Things might be pretty good, but there's something deep inside that's why they're listening. They're looking, they're searching. What would you say to them?
I would have to always circle back to the Word of God. And at that time, I didn't even have a Bible, but I bought one and I started reading Psalms. And you know, at the beginning, it was so difficult for me to even try to make any sense of it, because you know, things of God, really, you accept it and you learn it by faith. It's not through the intellect. But I just kept seeking, and I didn't give up, because I knew there was something more. But I was always a lover of the Word, and I would meditate on it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so early on, the two verses that resonated with me was Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And for whatever reason, I just followed that, and the Holy Spirit started ministering to me. And I know even today, Danny, even in business, in the morning when I do my devotions, God will speak to me through His Word, and the Holy Spirit will just guide me. And I'll get some really great ideas on even practical things. And it's really amazing.
Give me an example. Give us an example of like something that happened recently where, you know, you just know, oh, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. The Word of God is alive, you know, and he's real and working in my life right where I am right now.
Recently, and gosh, I don't know if I should even be saying this, but recently I had an opportunity to host the stay of the CIA and one of the top principals, and I had actually never been exposed to this type of business, but, you know, the Lord opened the door and gave me favor. And so early one day, I'm not a morning person by any means, but years ago I made a commitment to get up early and get into my devotion. So I did that, and the Lord started, I wasn't even praying. I was just thinking about, okay, these gentlemen are coming in, and what can I do? And it's like, you know, all of a sudden the Lord just gave me this epiphany of things to do. Okay, I think, you know, you should go in. I ended up going in at 4 o'clock that morning to take care of some things, and it was the best thing I ever did. And just even throughout the day, different things, okay, this is what they need. There's certain protocol, things that I, in my own natural mind, would not be aware of it, but He really guided me, and it turned out to be such a successful stay for the CIA that the two agents that I worked with recommended our hotel to another group, and so I got another piece of business through that.
Wow. You see, you're listening to the Holy Spirit. I think sometimes many of us, we compartmentalize spirituality, our spiritual life. You know, okay, when I go to church, when I worship, when I have my quiet time, maybe when I'm journaling or I'm reading the Bible, okay, now God will speak to me. But when you share it, it's like, okay, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you whispering things or saying things loudly, clearly. And you have this relationship, and he gives insights. Like, you could call it an epiphany. It's like he illuminates you about certain things to do. And, well, it's a supernatural experience. And you sharing it, Wanda, makes me hungry. And I think it makes one of our listeners, someone right now who's listening, I want that. I want to experience God in that way. How would you say, I mean, we're going to go a little bit deeper. Can we go a little bit deeper?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what has your spiritual journey been like since you gave your life to Christ? How would you describe it?
Danny, I can confidently say that I've been able to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, when you read Psalms 23, I know that they, how the Lord is my shepherd, and they use that at a lot of funerals. But I think that as believers, we can experience this right now as we're, you know, the Word says, the Bible says the Word is alive, and it is, and it doesn't return void. And so, you know, sometimes when I really don't know, like, a lot about apologetics and things. So when people ask me questions, I really can't answer. But what I can say is, at the end of my life, if I find out that there's no heaven or hell, I would still be so grateful to have lived my life according to the principles of the Bible, according to Proverbs, according to Psalms, the epistles, because it'll help anyone have a very successful life.
You talk about success. I think there's an element of leadership that goes along with it. So we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, Wanda, let's talk about leadership. Maybe, you know, lessons that you have learned as a leader. You lead others. You've experienced good leadership. Perhaps you've experienced some maybe not so good leadership, but lessons you've learned. But along with what you're doing and what you've been doing, you're a mother. You raised your two children. And there are mothers that are listening right now. There are parents. I'm a father, but I could sure learn something from you and some insights that I can gain. And when we come back, Wanda, let's talk about that. And as you're listening, you're going to be enriched, perhaps in a surprising way, because of the way Wanda Takita shares about leadership and being a mother, parenthood. So stay with us. We'll be back with more in this very meaningful time with Wanda Takita. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So Jesus has made a difference in her career, really made a difference in her life. Now, wouldn't you want to be able to say that Jesus has made a difference in my career. Christ has made a difference in my life. Well, I'm talking about my featured guest today. Her name is Wanda Takita. She's the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency in Waikiki. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And to access this program as a free podcast, this and other programs and other resources to help you live the good life, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can spend some time there and gain a lot by the programs, the guests that we've had, and the different resources that we provide. We also are looking for people like yourself who would be willing to be a partner with us in expanding this work. You know, we have an opportunity to take this program, and I have some 90-second spots that have been really impactful in the lives of people who have heard, and we're looking to take that to different states across the United States. And of course, everything is streaming live, so it's accessible through the World Wide Web, but we need partners who will stand with us to take this good news and this connection that people can have with the Lord through stories like Wanda's. We need people who stand with us and help us financially and, of course, prayerfully. Wanda, talk to us about the difference Christ has made in your career. Now, you're around leaders. You yourself are a dynamic leader. You move people, and I think the breadth of your success and its continual growth goes back to the grace of leadership that you have. What lessons have you learned as a leader?
Danny, in my industry, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of believers. And so I know that when I, stand out, that people are always watching. You know, sometimes they are even more critical. And so I always try to be cognizant that, I need to be a good witness for the Lord. Leadership really is truly about serving, isn't it, Danny? I mean, what the world perceives as leading is very different from what we learn from the Lord. And, to be really the greatest, you need to be the least and humble. And sometimes, in corporate America, you don't see that spirit. But I know for me, prior to being a believer, I did try to do everything on my own. And I did gain favor, I must admit. But only after I was able to just give it up to the Lord and lay it down. And, whether I get the recognition from my leadership or not, knowing within me that I please God, that I did the right thing, I think that has become very real and meaningful to me.
I want to drill down a little bit. Okay, I've seen people where, you know, they really are, or they come across as very servant-like, as very admirable. But then somehow deep down, you know, you wonder if that's really the way that they are. Now, and I understand that it's a process. Okay, so it's not like, well, all of a sudden we're all going to be great servants and the Lord is going to, you know, use us magnanimously like that. But how do you come to a place where, like, when I see you, when I've seen you interact with people at work, it's like, okay, now I'm getting a snippet of it. But these people, they work with you, they know you. So it's like this, there's integrity in your servanthood, put it that way. And I know, and this is a little confession. There have been times, Wanda, where, you know, I know the right thing to do, so I try to do it, but, you know, my heart's not in it. So how did you come to a place where there was a consistency and integrity in that wanting to be a servant of people?
Danny, I'm a work in progress. I really couldn't answer you. The Lord is dealing with me every day. But, you know, we had dinner at our restaurant here recently, not too long ago, and the servers there have been working for many years, and they are truly one of the best assets that our hotel has. And sometimes, you know, they don't always get the recognition. And I have to tell you that, you know, Pam, that one of the gals, she had invited me to their party, and it was only the servers and food and beverage, and I was the only manager who was invited. But Danny, I felt so honored, and that meant more to me than getting any kind of, you know, affirmation from even my general manager, because I felt that they saw me. They saw me working, and you know, I'm always entertaining, and they see my character, and it just meant so much to me. So I guess it comes down to just appreciating people, not taking anything for granted. I'm so blessed in the position that I have, and to always remember, you know, that I'm not, you know, no man is an island, that I can't do it on my own, that I need to look at the people around supporting me and just extend appreciation to them.
So Jamie and I are there, okay? We're there at dinner with you. We see this. And, you know, really, we're like observing. You know, I felt like a student, you know, and seeing how Christ, I felt like, well, this is how Christ would relate with people. I wouldn't even say treat people, just how he would relate with people, because there was love. And, you know, sometimes when we think about leadership, you don't necessarily hear a lot about love or even servanthood. But you've modeled that. And, I commend you because it's an inspiration to us, and that's why it's such a blessing to have you with us sharing. Now, I wonder, you know, is your experience as a parent, has that had anything to do with a certain sensitivity that you have towards people that you work with, people that would even report to you? What insights have you gained in your life as a mother?
Parenting for me, Danny, was by far the most difficult test I've ever experienced, especially as a single mom. And believe me, I wasn't blessed with this skill set. You know, we become proficient in our jobs by pursuing higher education, but nothing prepares us for becoming responsible parents. So here again, I had no other viable option but to trust in the Lord.
How did you do that? I mean, of course,
on my knees, crying every day, really.
Okay, you talk about being a single parent. There are parents that are married, right? And they still struggle with their kids. How do you do it as a single parent? I mean, are you talking like literally on a daily basis, you're on your knees praying?
Well, there were times, there were seasons in my life, especially when my kids were teenagers. You know, I think it helps you to connect with the Lord and just develop that vertical relation more than ever because, you know, for me, well, thankfully, I belong to the church and I have the support there. But, you know, at the end of the day, it all falls on you. And you know, sometimes people will say, you know, how did you do it? But you just do it. You know, one thing I wanted to bring up, and I know this is a sensitive issue, but I have to say that I'm so thankful that early on, I learned the principle of tithing. And you know, Danny, I think this has really helped me to get to where I am today financially and everything. You know, at one point, when I was going through a divorce, my husband retaliated and tried to withhold finances from us. So it was really a step of faith. I didn't know where, you know, my provision was coming from. But when the divorce was final and we sold our beautiful model home in California, I took a huge leap of faith and I tied it off the proceeds. And it was really scary, but I did it cheerfully. But I have to say, ever since then, I've had so much favor. And, you know, most single moms do, you know, have a lot of challenges. But God is so good. I own a lovely home in Orange County, which I was able to pay off. I'm debt-free. And as a single mom, my kids have lacked nothing. Mm. And then I think it all goes back to, again, the trusting, you know, just putting your faith and putting your trust in God, because I don't have any of the answers.
Now, you're right. This is sensitive because people are experiencing similar circumstances, but it's all different. And when we're going through difficult times, we're in it, so we think, you know, it's very unique to us. So what would you say to somebody who right now is struggling, maybe a single mom, a single parent, let's just say single parent, and, okay, they didn't have a home to sell. They feel like, what do I tithe? I have nothing to tithe. How do you think God would minister, or what would he say to someone in that situation right now? What do you think?
I think it goes back to just trusting. And, you know, God knows everyone's heart. So it doesn't mean that you necessarily, I mean, I don't know, Danny, I'm not an expert here, but I mean, I think maybe it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give 10% or whatever. You can tithe of your time. You can, you know, God knows our hearts. But the thing that I learned about tithing is that in Malachi, it's one of the only scriptures that I know of where God says, test me. And, you know, so often the things that are in the Bible are very contrary to what the world would say and also what our flesh would want to do. But and so I found myself in this quandary so many times where I was afraid, but I still, you know, stepped out in faith like Naaman and different people in the Bible. But God has come through for me every time. So, you know, sometimes when some of my friends say, you know, I have nothing and I can't afford to tithe, I think you can't afford not to tithe because I know God's word and I know it doesn't return void. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes that's just what you need to get that breakthrough that you've been praying for, that you've been waiting for.
You know, coming from someone who has done it, you yourself have been in it. You've done it. Yeah, and it's not just a one-time thing, an isolated event. I mean, it's been something, as you've shared, that you've gone through throughout your life. Maybe that's an encouragement for you as you listen today to Wanda. You could take it like the Lord has sent her to share this. It might be just one key thing, a step of faith, a change in your heart, might be a click in your heart, you know, just like a change of being open and maybe taking one step. And it might be a very little step, but it is a step. And God is waiting. God is ready to move in your life in ways that will surprise you, as it surprised Wanda. Now, we're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, you know, as you can tell, Wanda Takita, she's a woman who has been graced with unique people skills. But I, for one, when I'm around a person like that, I wanna mine for gold. I wanna learn, hey, what goes on in her mind, you know, when she meets someone, when she connects with somebody, what goes on in her heart, and even more so, how has the Lord helped her through difficult times? This and more when we come back from our break. We'll hear more from Wanda Takita. You see, God is perfect in his timing, and it may be just right now that you need to hear what the Lord is going to say through her. It's like a special delivery package with your address on it, because it was meant just for you. When we come back, we'll hear more from our guest, Wanda Takita. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Her name is Wanda Takita. Wanda is the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency in Waikiki. She's been the senior sales manager at the Hyatt Regency in Irvine, there in California, Southern California, in Orange County, for 10 years. And before that, sales manager at Hyatt Westlake for 5 years. She's our featured guest today. She's also an active member at New Hope Metro, there under the leadership of Pastor Elwin Ahu. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our show, to access this program, or maybe as you're listening, you're thinking, okay, you got me. Well, it's not us who got you. It's the Holy Spirit who's working in your life, speaking to your heart. you might be saying, okay, I want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we have something special there for you that will help you understand much better what it means to have a relationship with Christ. Just recently, and this happens pretty regularly, we have people that let us know that they've opened their heart to the Lord Jesus. Wanda, you know, you've been graced with some unique people skills. Okay, so when you meet someone, what goes through your mind?
Well, on the business end, I am a sales professional after all, so truthfully, I'm always thinking about making the sale.
Okay.
But Danny, I would never compromise my integrity and will always look after the best interests of the client, even if it does mean recommending a competitor. In the end, I know that it all comes back and the Lord blesses it 30, 60, 100 fold.
And you've seen that happen, a few times? Or what?
Time and again. It's a principle.
Okay. So here's a life principle. And I love it. You know, you say you're a salesperson. That's your profession. But the best interest of the client. That's a distinction right there. Wanda, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Wow. That's a difficult question. You know, Danny, I think I've learned that even if we are in God's will and are doing exactly what we believe to be the right thing, it doesn't necessarily mean that things will be easy. When I left my kids back in California to, you know, return and be with my mom, it was the right thing to do, but it was perhaps the most difficult thing I've ever faced. My daughter and I are very close, and I missed her so much. In fact, I cried every day for months. But, you know, when you know that, you know, God has opened the door, I sent an offering to New Hope. He unexpectedly and through divine intervention opened the door for me to come back. But I wasn't quite ready at that time. You know, sometimes you think it's not my timing, but thank God that in His divine wisdom He knew, because within 2 years of my return, my mom unexpectedly went home to be with the Lord, so I wouldn't have had the time with her. So, you know, but it was difficult. It wasn't an easy thing. I knew I was in God's will. I had prayed. The Lord opened the door miraculously, but it was still difficult.
You know, people, every single day, in fact, people, as they listen, whether they listen right now or they listen, you know, we have a midnight rebroadcast, or people listen to our programs. It streams live, but people can access it on our website 24/7. So we got people that listen from different states, from different parts of the world. But people struggle with difficulties. There's no easy answers. You know, what would you say to someone who is facing a tough moment right now?
I can only say what worked for me and what I know to be sure, and that is trusting in the Lord. You know, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him and let Him direct your path. Danny, as you know, there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible for us, whether we choose to believe them or not. I want to claim all of them because I know God's word doesn't return void. I've experienced that, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, time and time again. And, you know, I'd also say, don't do life alone. Lean on your brothers and sisters in the Lord who will encourage and pray for you. Find a good church to fellowship. And finally, I'd probably say, be teachable and open to all that the Lord has for you, for it's certainly going to be an exciting adventure, as it was for me.
Wanda, can you pray? Can
yes.
You pray for that person right now who's saying, oh, I wish she would pray for me. I wish Wanda Takita would pray for me right in this difficult moment of my life. Can you do that?
Yes, thank you. Father God, thank you so much that I too had listened to various programs and radio stations and watched different things, and I was there, and I'm still there every single day, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you see us. You know where we are, Father. You see the hearts of people. You see our tears. You see our hurts. You see our fears, Lord. But, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God, our provider. Father, I pray for each person who is listening right now, Father, that they would be able to hear your voice, Lord, that they would hunger and thirst for your word, Lord, that they would know without a doubt that you are real and you are the way and the truth and the light. And Father, thank you so much for meeting everyone's need right now according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, you might have been wondering as you tuned in today, as you listened to this show, does God really know what I'm going through? Does he really care? So the Lord answers, and he sends our guest today, Wanda Takita, to be a messenger. And the Lord says to her as she prays, the Lord says, you know, you, yes, you, I love you. I know what it is, and I'm here with you. Open your heart, and let me move in your life. Wanda, thank you so much for being God's messenger today and for sharing your heart.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Danny.
In the next few days, you will hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith, like you heard Wanda Takita's story today. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen in each day at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, and or visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Wanda Takita. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.